fine as wine, girl. Oh, I think I really wanna be with ya. I think I wanna be with ya. I think I'm in love this time. I think you should either be mine. Every time I see you, I just wanna touch you. Got to hug you. Glad I know you don't know how I live without you, but now I'm with you. I'm living my life. Oh, there is so fine. I think about you all the time. I think about you even when I'm not thinking about you. Ain't that some sick shit? But you got my mind whipped. Oh, whipped it out of belt. Shit, you bad for my health. That's why I want you so bad. Because people want shit in bad form, and I want a large portion of you. I've been with a few, they're not touching you. Cause you're so fine, you're fine like wine. I give it up anytime. Hit it, hit it, hit it. Girl, I think I'm in love this time. You're so fine, I can't lie. I'm in heaven when I'm in it. Like you got wings on that pussy. Like you would blast for the jet made for me. I must have gave you a rib to create you. Because you're beautiful. You're so damn fine. I think I'm in love this time. I think I'm in love this time. You already know who I be, but let me introduce myself. I be Pedro Grecio, the recipe. I'm your host on this journey of tranquility, and also getting shit off your chest. This is going to be one of the things that get your mind off of all the negative shit that's going on in your life. Unfortunately, this life holds personal negativity that we also tailor to ourselves. But what we going to do, we going to bust this negativity out the seams. We going to wear our positive jeans. Out of sight, out of mind. I don't see any negativity coming in line. So, let's go. This episode, we're going to talk about taking a time out. Remember when you in kindergarten, head start, or whatever? There were timeouts. There was nap time. Or when you in school, there was recess. When you grow up, there's no recess, really. Yeah, that's happy hour, but that's after you done went through torturous hours. And that's limited. What I'm basically trying to tell you, you gotta take time out for your motherfucking self. It gonna come a time in your life you're gonna have to tell your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your kids, your lover. Basically, kiss my ass. I gotta take some time out for me to reset my battery. Yeah, and it's harsh, but they'll understand, because they're going to make you a better woman than man. Whoa. This is so chill, don't you agree? This is that shit make you feel like angels are tickling your earlobes and shit, right? Whoa. This that feel good, like you ordered a sandwich and they got it exactly right. Whoa. Let's get in. I hope y'all got yourself ready. Doing that little intro. Today's topic is basically taking time out for yourself. We are overstimulated with technology and information. It's too much information coming in. If something happened in 1 minute, you can get it in 30 seconds by 60 different sources. So, you're beating your brain up. And it's a good thing, but our brain has not adjusted to this influx of technology, right? So we become stressed, we become jittery, we become coffee junkies, we become whatever you want, Adderall, shit, whatever you do, do it all, then ball till you fall, you know? But you gotta take time out. Embrace the silence. Embrace silence. Like, cut everything off and actually, if you're a yogi and you in heavy yoga, you already know how to center yourself and take time out and distract yourself from the bullshit. But for you people like me that don't know how to do a motherfucking doggy, even if it's in a sexual position, I lay on my side because my arms get tired. But when I finish pumping, I get back up, then go doggy. But anyway, that's beside the case. If you and I into yoga, I'm here to tell you how to be peaceful and take time out for this. Last episode I was heavy on technology and the phone, but just leave it outside the room. Cut the TV off. Shit, cut me off. Or cut the computer off. And just sit. You ain't gotta sit in the dark and shit. You know. Because that caused depression in some people, even though if you don't be in the dark, you would never appreciate the light. But that's some other illuminating shit that we may discuss later. Just exit yourself from the bullshit. Breathe. Breathing is so, even when you want to be working out, they tell you to breathe, motherfucker, breathe. Yeah, you want to rock hard abs, but you better breathe, motherfucker, or you're going to pass the fuck out. Just breathe, center yourself, and just lay back. I don't give a fuck if you lay back on the couch, ladies, and you just hold one titty, and you just rub your knee, and just rub that titty and rub your knee, and be like, just breathe. Fellas, grab your nuts, and just, I want y'all to take a time out. Or y'all can take a time out and listen to me, but that defeats the point, the purpose, and be contradicting of this episode. So, cut my ass off and take a chill pill. Yes, it's a Decante kind of day. You deserve to take as many breaks as you want. Shit, even jobs offer personal days. But we so fucking caught up in the matrix, chasing this imaginary dollar, that we don't even take advantage of our personal days. If I'm stressed, I'll get sick as a motherfucker. I'm like, damn, man, it raining outside. I'm sick. What you got? I'm coming down with, I just don't feel like fucking working today. And it's catching. Trust me. Just take time out for yourself. Some of us do, and I'm not, but we need to take a thorough time out. Like, sleeping on an occasional day until you can't sleep no more is not really, that's just oversleeping. It's like overcharging your battery, because now you heated up your brain just to have more fucking capacity to indulge in the bullshit that you're going to receive from social media and other outlets. So you gotta really know how to recharge yourself and then take a time out for yourself. It's good for your health. So just take a time out and just chill. For real. I know someone told me, they're like, I'll rest when I'm dead. Okay, but when you're dead, you don't get the fuck back up. And if you come in as a spiritual, you ain't even got no paper to go to the bar, because they don't have spirit dollars that be accepted in any of the bars in New York City. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. So, time yourself out, fucker. This is you'll be alright. This is you'll be alright. Have we really done a lot in 2017, or we just lived this year just because it was after 2016? I feel we just going on with the current, and we need to just stop going with the current. Don't go with the flow, be the flow. You know, salmon swim against current, don't they? That's not a good analogy, because bears pick them up and eat them and shit. But ride your own way, you know? On edge, and I think, and a lot of people like, well, maybe they should be fucking. No, because you hate fuck. Now you just fucking on edge. You know, I'm a smooth fuck. I'm like a dick filled with cum. Yeah, it's smooth, you know, but it got that strength, and it burn your chest. What the fuck? To break that back, when I hit that, you think you're having a heart attack. Now shake it off when I come off. Oh, come on your left breast, come on your right breast. Shit, I might just be a motherfucking target and just come in the middle of your chest and slap your titties together to make a cum sandwich. Oh, all right, but make a timeout for yourself. If you take public transit, commuting, close your eyes for just 3 seconds. Don't do a whole thing, because that's contradict my last episode. Just close your eyes. Or even at if you're at your desk, while you looking up bullshit you need to look up, just zone the fuck out. Because you got to remember, your mind is the biggest prison you can ever create for yourself. So be free in your mind, and your body will follow. And wherever you at, they can never condemn you like you're a prisoner to the place that you at. It's story time. I remember back in the day, my boy K the General. Fuck the chick that I wasn't even fucking with her like that, but you might as well say I was fucking with her like that. But I remember he fucked the chick that I was fucking with and put her on tape shit. He went from K the General to the fucking KJ. It went like this. We had met these chicks at that hangout spot, King's Plaza and shit. And this one chick, I'm gonna protect her name. That's fucked up. I protected her name, but not my homie, right? Love K. He ain't gonna give a fuck about this one. She came over. She kept on calling K. I knew she liked K, but she came to visit me and shit. And she was like, "Oh, you look like Usher," but K looked like RZA. And she kept on saying, "How K doing? How K doing?" And in my mind, I'm like, "You wanna fuck this motherfucker?" But my pride was like, "You know, K doing his thing." So she came over. I didn't kiss her. I didn't do anything with her. I just was chilling in the bed, and she was sitting up in the bed like it was on some Dawson Creek type shit. I was laying down, and she was just up there chilling. Next thing you know, K was acting funny style. Just acting funny style for no reason. And T and I, and yo, my boy Draft was like, "Yo, K on some shit." But I think Draft kinda knew, but Draft didn't know, you know? Cause K is smooth like that. So we in King Plaza again, trying to bag chicks or whatever. And Draft and I don't trust them niggas over there. They're snakes. And they all like, "Yeah, they look like snakes." And K walked up and looked me in my face. He's like, "You know what I'm saying? I could be a snake too." I'm like, "Yo, what the fuck?" Because I thought he was playing. I mean, come on, dog. We about to share 2 apple pies for a dollar at McDonald's, cause we broke like that. We had, you know what? The best time I had when I was completely, completely broke. That's the best times of my life. But that's just besides the point. Next thing you know, the girl called me, acting all funny style. Or maybe I called her. You know what? I'm not gonna make her look like she's a da-da-da-da. So I called her and she was acting funny style. Then all of a sudden, I went over Draft crib, and then Draft popped in the tape, and this K went Shorty nose was on explode. But Trash showed me the tape of Kate banging the girl out. And I'm like, oh, this what he talking about being a snake and shit? He being a snake for this chick? I'm not even fucking with her like that. And Kate, he didn't bang her out just once. This motherfucker had volumes. I was like, this nigga gave her the Britannica, the Encyclopedia Britannica a dick. I think he had more footage on her than the motherfucking FBI. You would think this motherfucker K was trying to get enough footage to indict her for multiple counts of trafficking and everything throughout the Coast Guards. So, now this one my punk ass, because this one I needed to take a time out, because I did some sucker shit. I did some bitch shit. She called and said some slick shit. I like, oh, bitch, my man, I know you fucked him. Because he got it on tape and he showed us. Fucking you. That's the bitch shit. That's when K as a man could have just stepped up and like, nah, nigga, we gotta fight. But as a homie, he just like, you know what, man, that's some sucker ass shit. But, you know, that's when I should have took a time out and collected myself, because I was in my feelings, and the ghetto girl say, I was in my feelings, and I was a machinel, a machinel. That's how they say it, a machinel. Look, I got a speech impediment, but I can say emotional. Later on, Kay and her ain't hook up anymore and shit. Then she called me and she like, I can't believe you did that and everything. You know, like, you're right. I like, but I ain't put you on film. And I understand you really like him. And only reason I blowed it out and put you on blast because I really want a piece of that ass. And I would never put you on tape. And she was like, oh, that's cool. Then she was like, you want to hang? And I kept my word. I hang. And then I banged. And I didn't put it on tape. I put it on CD and uploaded it to Pornhub. So I kept my word. Bitch, you should have put yourself in timeout and stop fucking with both of us. How you going to be passing out community coochie and then expect me not to blast it to the family? Morals of the story is I was a dick back then. This is UBI. I'll catch you on the next one. Don't be like me and take a time out so you won't have to be like me. Peace.
Hey.
but now I'm with you, I'm living my life. Oh, there is a fire. You ain't that some sick shit, but you got my mind whipped. Ooh, whipped it out of belt. Shit, you bad for my health. That's why I want you so bad. Because people want shit in bad form, and I want a large portion of you. I've been with a few, they're not touching you. Cause you're fine, you're fine like wine. I give it up anytime.
Hit it, hit it, hit it.
Girl, I think I better love this time. Yes, I'm fine, I can't lie. Girl, you're so fine. Yeah, I wanna hit it more than one time. Why, every time I hit it, I be like I'm in heaven when I'm in it. Like you got wings on that pussy, like you would blast for the jet made for me. I must have gave you a rib to create you, because you're beautiful. You're so damn fine. I think I'm gonna love this time. I think I'm gonna love this time.